Hey folks, this is Ted Cantu from TedCantu.com, and this is my company. I call it The Win. This is a culmination of all the techniques and strategies I pulled together in the last couple years. I came from trying and failing, and I basically failed my way forward. But my history in advertising goes back at least 30 years, because I've been doing this as long as I can remember, right from the very beginning with, I'm going to date myself here, CD-ROMs, actually floppy disk presentations. I did the whole thing, five generations of multimedia, right through the web and right to mobile media. So we're in a very interesting time in history where we're actually battling the big giants like Facebook and Instagram. Actually, Facebook and Instagram are actually owned by the same guys. And then you got Google, right? And at the end of the day, they want you to spend like $2,000 or $3,000 a day or a week for ad spend. I think that's a little outrageous for the average business owner. I created something better. I'm actually cultivating web traffic on a local basis that feeds businesses and creates community. That's really the end of it. And let me tell you, I was in BNI, LBN, I did all that stuff, the meetup groups, and I met a very subclass type customer. They weren't spenders, they weren't the ideal kind of clients that I wanted. So what I did was I reversed a business model and created a real environment where people want to spend. Now, that's a really cool thing. So The Win is basically an annual membership. You only got to pay one time. I got different tiers, but the basic starts at $575. Let me tell you what you get for that. You're actually going to get introduced on a first name basis, real people who can buy your stuff or refer you to someone who can do business with you on a local basis. There's no guesswork. There's no phony baloney handshaking, 7 o'clock in the morning meetings. You don't got to go out to your car and start it up in some cold morning at 7 in the morning and sit there with a bunch of broke people drinking coffee. That's not what this is. This is real people, real content, and it's exciting. So let me simplify it with what you get. I am teaching an online literacy for all business owners. When you buy a website or you buy web media from people, I don't want you to just throw money away at, you know, the next, magic beans, Jack and the Beanstalk. I want you to get a real online literacy and a competency of what you're buying. So what I've done, areas. One, digital marketing. Two, sales copy, which is copywriting. Three, power branding. And I'll get into that, what that is. Four, content creation. Five, sales coaching and NLP. It gets really interesting. And media buying. Now, when I say media buying, I don't want you to get it, because I'm not talking about $8 clicks, $48 clicks for what you do. I'm talking 10 cent clicks. It's a brand new science. I haven't actually done this personally, but we have access to a technology right now. I'm always testing out different things. And this particular one is really interesting because it rides off the back of apps on your phone. Like, everybody uses apps for everything, like weather, Netflix or whatever. But you'll notice that when you get an app, there's always this little tiny advertising blurb at the bottom where you could actually put your ad. It's really, really small. And you can actually geo-target those, which basically means that if you got a business in Novi and you want to reach West Bloomfield or Birmingham, you can actually do that through this little power ad, which is really cool. And it's just now catching on. They're called push-through notifications. So I don't want to get too sidetracked, but I just want to kind of let you know that that technology is it's actually available, and it's pretty exciting. So I'm going to go into these a little deeper. So you're going to get access to all this really, really cool stuff. First thing I want to tell you about, the number one, going back to digital marketing, I'm actually going to give you a mobile website, right? And you say, well, Ted, I already got a website. Well, good chance that website's probably built the wrong way, and I can prove it. You want to go to a website grader, and if you, I'm actually going to include a link to one of those in this email. So you're going to get this podcast, you're going to get an order form, and you're going to get some detailed information about how you can grade your own site. you're going to find that most of your websites only come in at 40% optimacy, which basically means no one really knows you exist. Worse, your competitors can jump right over you. My stuff usually goes out about 85% to about 90%. Sometimes we get, you know, higher, 98%, some of our pages. But what's really cool about it is that when you get your pages cranked up the right way, you put the right type of media in there and the right type of keyword placement. There's an art to doing all this stuff. Your site will outperform your current site. I guarantee it. Typically, that's what happens. So if you don't put the right type of criteria in your website, no one's going to find it. That's the problem. And you can wait. You can wait till, you know, the summer passes and before you get serious, but then the holidays are going to come, and then where are you going to be then? Let me tell you, it takes about 2 to 3 weeks for your website to really jump on the first pages of the search engines. Now, we've got some shortcuts that we're going to share with you, and it's all compliant. It's all good. But keep in mind that it's a fair balance of doing the right thing, but also trying to, you know, stay out of the penalty box of the giants, which I call, you know, the media giants, like Google and Instagram and Facebook, because they really kind of wrecked the scene, in my opinion. I'm going to guide you through this minefield of this atrocity, which is called online digital advertising, and I'm going to show you how to get real results. Fair enough? Okay. And I want to show number two is sales copy. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about this. A lot of my business partners that I work with do not have any kind of good sales copy to share with their potential audience, and it's an absolute nightmare. Anything from postcards, sales letters, any kind of media is in print form, which is called salesmanship in print as sales copy. It really misses the mark. Okay, I'm going to share with you and show you techniques and how to hook people's attention. You can actually take some of the formulas that I developed and use them for other campaigns. Some of my sales letters actually return about an 85%, 84% return. And that means that when I show people my sales letters, I reuse them over and over again because they got a control rate. And I know that when I show up in front of the right people, they're going to spend money with me. That's pretty exciting stuff. Most businesses don't know where they sit when it comes to that. They'll try something like Valpak. They'll try a postcard, like on a Vistaprint or something. The worst thing you can do is let those guys run the show with your money, because they're not direct response people. I've been trained, I don't want to brag, but I've been trained with Dan Kennedy, right? You can look him up on the web. He's amazing. Brett McFall, Orange Beetle, which is Alan Forrest Smith. And these are great sales copy guys. And I learned from the best, and I'll be sharing this knowledge with you and how to get people's attention and how to get their attention rate. So and this is great. It's all inclusive. This is part of the program. Number three, which is power branding. Notice that when I talk to you, I don't say, hey, I'm Ted Cantu from Cantu & Associates, LLC. People talk like that. And what happens is it just turns people off. I mean, it's a joke. So I don't expect you to remember Ted Cantu, Ted Theodore Andrew Cantu, LLC. You know, get my name out of there. I call this thing the WIN, right? Simple. It's monosyllabic, I guess, if that's allowed. It's simple, easy to remember, and it just results is all it is, and strategy. That's why I simplified my brand. And I want people to remember me for who I am. Okay, so this is what I do. Now, every business should have some kind of a power brand, depending if you want to sell to a certain type of demographic like millennials, or if you want to do like baby boomers. You want to fine craft and tune your image to get to these people and actually get them to sit on your side of the fence. Okay, this is important stuff, but I'll be teaching you all these different techniques and everything. It's going to be really great. Now, content creation, that's number four. I'm always amazed at business owners that have nothing more than one simple website, right? That's usually not optimized and not built the right way. And they got a business card, and that's basically the full business. And it's amazing to me when I see people that have, business owners that have, brick and mortar, right? But they got no other avenues to get customers to come to them. And I'm not just talking about the social media stuff, because that's a whole nother issue. I'm going to tell you that some of the stuff that you're going to put out there, it's a great way to stay invisible, okay? So it's not as effective as it used to be. At the end of the day, all big media really wants you to do is they want you to spend more money on ads. That's something that, if you want to do it, that's fine. But then you're looking at different things like click fraud. People will click on your fraud or what I call bots. They're from, these are little programs that come in and click on your ad and just drive up your ad budget, but they're not real people. I mean, I know all the scams. And when you hire me, I'm going to help you avoid all this stuff. Okay? Fair enough? So this is important stuff. Just keep in mind that that's extremely important. Number five. This is really, really critical. I've studied NLP extensively. I would say probably 40 weeks worth with certification on how to sell and how to close and how to motivate, right, salespeople, and also how to navigate somebody from one part of the sale right to the close, right? And that includes reading body language, reading body posture, eye movement, hand movement, vocal inflection, right? And how to go for the close, and also how to avoid clients that you don't want to work with. Because let's face it, one size doesn't always fit all, and you may not want to work with certain people. I can show you what to avoid. I can show you what the pitfalls are. If people don't want to spend, if they're going to give, you know, be a real pain in the butt, you don't want to deal with them, as well as how to find the good people that you do want to do work with. It's a fine art. I'm always amazed that when I talk to business owners, they say, I have a 94% closing ratio, which I know is not true. Mine is more closer to, I want to say about anywhere from 75 to 85%. And I don't always take on every client either. There are some people I just won't work with. I just know it's not going to work. So I had the tendency to do that. And I kind of walk through the raindrops for my own benefit. And I'm going to teach you the art of this, because NLP stands for neuro-linguistic programming, right? That's the total science of communication of, body and voice. So bottom line is how to persuade and how to create perceived value. We're going to go through all this cool stuff. It's going to be great. You're not going to get this in BNI and LBN, right? They're not going to do that for you, but I will. Okay, that's what I do. That's why you pay me. All right, so that's kind of a cool area to really focus on. And lastly is the media buying. Now, personally, I like to push through notifications. I think that's a great science. It's fairly new. There's not a whole lot of competition there. And I've heard people that do some really phenomenal things with it. One of my coaches out in India who introduced me to this, actually, they were doing like 250,000 in sales for different things, just because there's no competition right now. So something to be aware of. Now, let me just go back here a little bit and kind of simplify it. I have got a really great opportunity when I work with businesses, and I use leverage to get my people. I don't really spend a whole lot of time doing direct mail. Last summer, I lost my shirt on direct mail. I did about 300 pieces. I had a list that I used about 3 or 4 times. The same list. You can imagine if you did the math on the postage, it was quite horrible. And during COVID, I'm not sure if it was because the postman just didn't deliver my mail, or if it was because once they got to the location that the businesses weren't even open. But I'll tell you what, I didn't get anything from it. Now, using my techniques, I was able to actually get basically 2 out of 3, and I started to scale my business. I started picking out different people that I want to do business with, and I was getting the right type of people right at the right time, and I was getting them to sign up and do business with me, which is a really, really cool thing. And that's how I was able to go from coast to coast fairly quickly, and in a very short time, I ended up here. Now, my fiance is here. That's why I'm in the East Coast now. But anyway, it's a really, really interesting way to go. I use leverage. I give away media to people for free, but I make partnerships very quickly, and I'm able to scale it. This is something that most business owners can't do. That's why they get up in the morning, and they sit there at what I call the coffee club or the Chamber of Commerce, which is, you know, which is really the dead zone, and they aren't able to really really move forward. So I created an environment where it's better. I save my time. I'm going to show you how to pre-sell. I'm going to show you how to pre-record your sales media so you don't have to actually give away a half hour here, a half hour there, hour of consultation who just can't afford your services. I'm actually going to scale that down to what I call cutting out the rejection time. So these are some important things, some important avenues that I want to share with you. There's another component here I want to talk about that's very, very important. If you're looking to make a presence, if you're looking to make a real presence, it's called video stacking. Now, if you do this the right way, some of your web videos can actually rank on Google on page one in 15 minutes. The idea is to do it over and over again so you dominate the space. Your competitors don't have the time or the interest to do this, but I do, because that's why I'm here. I'm here to help you win this. So on a top 10 Google search, what you're looking at first on the top is the ads, then comes the maps, then comes the videos. That's where we're going to do our video stacking. And right below is what I call the Google top 10. Now, depending what industry you're in, we're actually going to create different environments where you're going to populate the majority of the top 10. That's the goal. But there's a lot of greedy people out there who are, you know, kind of spill over into the space. And I'm talking about people that occupy ads like Yelp and that sort of thing. They tend to get into this area. So it can be, you know, Google dominance can be done in a very artful way. So that's why we say we're not really a straightforward search engine company. We're not really an SEO company. But that is where I started originally. Now, that's a good segue to my next section, is we're talking about local web traffic. I have a website called HotMetroFinds.com. It started out as a magazine, and I was doing entertainment, movies, movie reviews, records, you know, live concerts and that sort of thing. And COVID, I actually was working out of my office. What we figured out was, when I did the music section, I was interviewing reviewing 20 different bands. I started to notice that not only do these pages rank quickly because they're mobile pages, but when I put in the different music and different bands, they were pulling up other items on the page, right? And now keep in mind, these bands are pretty scrappy, some of them. And I thought to myself, wouldn't this be great if we did this for local businesses instead of these bands? I mean, of course, I still like music, but the point is, on a community level, this could really turn out to be something. So I started building local mobile directories for different industries. Now, here's the cool part. Now, let's say, for example, now you're in the jewelry business or the real estate business. Why would you want to compete with 500 other jewelers or real estate guys? Why would you want to do that? Wouldn't it be better if I could pitch you up against some of the great mega churches that I know, or some of the great community leaders that I know? I got men's ministries, women's ministries, family-oriented businesses that would really like what you do. Now we're talking about something, because somebody might be looking for a church time for one of my churches. It just happens to be that there's some jewelry ads there as well that we create for you. So you get the synergy. And they may not be looking for you specifically, but all of a sudden now you're part of the search process and you're right there on page one. You didn't pay a dime for that, technically. Well, no, you did. You paid me because I had to show you how to do it. But the thing is, it's an annual fee. Now, see? Now, with that being said, you got to pick up your cities, your towns, your, you know, where you want to pop up. And then we're going to start working and making sure that this media pops up in the right place. It gets really, really involved, but it's very scientific. You can measure it. Also, it's a great way to start to build an online presence. With that being said, I'm gonna share with you one little formula. You can go to Google, you can type in links, quotation marks, and type in your subject for, maybe it's your brand. So maybe it's like, links, quotation marks, your company, ending quotes, push submit, and it's going to tell you how many links you have to your company. You'll be surprised. Sometimes it's 40, sometimes it's, it could be a couple thousand. Mine's 17,000, depending what time of the day you check it. There's different hubs that, you know, report this information back. The best time to really check my name under links, Ted Cantu, you know, links, quote, Ted Cantu, ending quotes, is at 2 a.m, and you'll see like a really good accurate portrayal of how many links I have online. At one point, it was like 43,000 I did. I was doing press releases. I was doing all kinds of stuff. You know, all the things that were popular back then. So a lot of those links are still standard, and they're still up there. But honestly, if you think you're really great online, just remember that your digital thumbprint is really, really important. And I'm going to show you how to beef it up. So that's really, really the whole program on that level. Now, during the year, your membership, I'm actually going to be doing intensive workshops every now and then, strictly by industry. So let's say, for example, sales copy for dentists, or maybe search engine optimization for real estate guys. I actually wrote a course. It's 250 pages just on SEO. Did you know that course comes with the package? And of course, it's going to be pretty awesome. You could the same strategies and techniques work in that. And so that alone is worth the price of what I'm offering. Now, if you're really greedy and you want more, and you want to be like, I'm on Oakland County, Washtenaw County, and all this stuff, that's, you know, I got to charge you a little extra, obviously, to make that happen. But you be the judge of where you want to go. Let me give you a scenario that doesn't always work out so good. I got a couple lawyer firms that I'm talking to right now. This is really interesting. Now, just kind of follow the process as I talk. They've got this thing where they've got basically 20 categories of litigation. Everything from like criminal, auto accidents and that sort of thing, right? And we got 20 different things. But they want to be like in 5 counties. And every county has like 20 cities in it, right? Realistically, it's never going to happen. Not for those guys. They build their sites like engineers. And they really just kind of work their way to a place where their sites look smart. They look pretty good. Realistically, they're not going to get anything. Because those pages have to be optimized for every page, every niche. And there's a keyword count for each page. So if it's like playing the lottery. I mean, really, but you got to have all your pieces in the right, you know, you got to have all your cards in the right place. You can tell I'm not a gambler. But anyway, you got to have all your elements in the right order. In order for you to show up on the search engines. Now, that's kind of, you know, it's like picking out salt from pepper. I mean, it gets really dicey. And honestly, I got to tell you, when I look at how many steps it takes to get a page to get ranked properly, I know the average business owner just doesn't have the patience to do it. There's too many steps. I'm going to take care of the heavy stuff for you. I do the heavy lifting. With that being said, that is basically the company, the win. Now, how long does it take for some of these pages to rank? Well, you'll be on page one of Google in about 15 minutes for the videos. Because we're going to do it the right way, okay? And that's total dominance for what we call video stacking. But the mobile pages themselves, that gets really interesting. You're looking about 2 weeks on that. And it'll be like a big, what can I say? A big rash, a big, on the radar. And you'll see, like, you're going to be in a lot of places. You want to get really tricky, we can get different domain names and start stacking up that way. I just want to advise you, though, if I get you too excited about this next part, don't buy any domains yet, because there's an art to it. I know a couple years ago they were doing this thing with domains where they were saying, like, you got to go to a domain auction and you got to put a couple $1,000 and you can have this domain that's going to do XYZ for you. You can cover the same area of expensive domains for like $5 a domain. You don't have to spend thousands of dollars on, you know, a whole suite of domains. You can get them as low as $5 a piece. It's pretty exciting. But let me show you how to buy them, because there's an art to it. And you could screw it up real quick. And I've seen guys do it. A lot of my golf guys, they get, you know, my stock guys too, they get a little too greedy. You want to give me a call at 248-277-6141. I'm going to show you how to do it the right way. And the best part is that when you come in and work with us, I'm actually going to introduce you on a first name basis to your kind of guys, your best lead sources, and you're going to have online visibility, plus all the sales coaching and the salesmanship of sales copy. And it's the best of all worlds. So that's why we call it the WIN. I don't call it Theodore Andrew Cantu and Associates LLC. That's ridiculous. Who's going to remember that? You're going to remember the results. You're going to remember the WIN. I'm the guy who actually beat out 89 million pages over in East Bay, California for a fix and flip company, which is insane. It took a long time, but we got the goods and we know how to make that work. And I've actually put a couple different dentists in retirement because I got them so much business. So it's pretty cool stuff. But anyway, that being said, I look forward to working with you. If you have any questions at all, you can always email me at tedcantu@gmail.com. And check out my website. All my credentials are there and where I come from. I actually got 3 degrees, which most of your local advertising guys don't have. I was a graphic designer. I got a BFA. I also got a film degree, a little short of a major on that one. I was a film minor, but I took everything. For new media, it was I did television and radio. And the web took off like as soon as I graduated. I got a job at Capitol Records like the next week, literally, and in Chicago. And that was a great run. And I used to work for Foot Cone and Belding. I did Star Wars and Disney. And I did, what else? We did everything over there. Citibank and Unilever. That was a fun time. And Budweiser, of course. Miller Genuine Draft, when that was a thing. And we did a lot of business. And I was able to see the web grow from its infancy to where it is now. Right now, you do it the right way. It's all about accuracy. So don't spin your wheels in the mud. Come with me. I'll show you how to do it the right way. And we'll make it happen. We'll make it work just for you. I want to thank you for listening. I look forward to your business.